The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Morning, good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Tuesday, the 5th of September, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christine is at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Good. Thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, we're fine.
Great.
And Linda has the weather.
It looks good morning, everybody. It looks like we're about 73 degrees right now, and we're going to be going into about 90 degrees with our overnight lows tonight. 77 degrees. Evening will be 77, overnight 66. Looks like we have 81% of humidity today. UV index is 0 out of 11, visibility at 10 miles, and we look at Tuesday, that's today actually. It's real weird because I keep thinking it's Monday. Wednesday, sunny with our highs of 89 on Wednesday, variable winds with 5 to 8 miles per hour in the afternoon. Thursday, calling for sunny skies with a high near 88. So as we look through the weekend, it looks like we've got mostly sunny skies, temperatures under triple digits. The highest will be 90 throughout the week, the weekly forecast. And that is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran owned, in Anderson with senior veteran discounts, 365-3793. And let's get right on the phone with our weekly update of what's happening with our calendar with Anne Marie. Good morning.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone.
How are you today?
I am doing wonderful, but I must confess it does feel like Monday.
I know, it's weird.
I don't think we've ever taken a Labor Day off in the whole time we've been here.
Oh, wow.
And so we decided to do it now. We've earned it. And it's kind of like a strange it's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wish it was Wednesday. So, mm-hmm. Anyway, go on.
Well, I did want to do a little plug that this coming Sunday is National Grandparents Day. I used to celebrate that with my grandparents, so I love that.
Aww.
But as we begin our weekly calendar, calling all cowgirls, could you be the next Miss Redding Rodeo? Open to cowgirls 17 to 24 who would like to represent the Redding Rodeo. The application deadline is September 10th. The 2024 Miss Redding Rodeo competition will be held October 21st. For more information and an application, visit reddingrodeo.com. On Wednesday, September 6th, there will be a community blood drive at the American Legion Post 746, located at 3297 Chestnut Street in Cottonwood. The blood drive will run 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Look for the blood mobile. Appointments are strongly encouraged. For more information, call 530-893-5433. Also on Wednesday at the American Legion in Cottonwood is a fundraiser dinner, running from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Bring the kids and enjoy mac and cheese, tater tots, brats, and dessert. Meal tickets are $8. Cash only is requested. Both events are happening Wednesday night from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the American Legion Post 746, 3297 Chestnut Street in Cottonwood. Start your Saturday off with breakfast with the Anderson VFW Post 9650 from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. The menu includes chicken fried steak with white gravy, hash brown potatoes, eggs, English muffin with jam or honey, fruit cup, and coffee or juice. Breakfast is by donations only, and the suggested amount is $10. Ask about meals to go. For more information, call the VFW Post at 530-365-9650. And now that you've had your breakfast on Saturday, September 9th, check out Cottonwood Hot Rods and Hogs on Front Street in historical downtown Cottonwood. Event time is 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Some highlights include classic cars, trucks, bikes, live entertainment, vendors, giveaways, and much more. For additional information on the 19th annual Cottonwood Hot Rods and Hogs event, visit them on Facebook or go to cottonwoodchamberofcommerce.com. Also on Saturday, September 9th, the Salvation Army invites you to the second annual Project Stay in Your Home fundraiser dinner. The event starts at 6 p.m. and will take place at the Redding Elks Lodge 1073, located at 250 Elks Drive. Tickets are $35 per person and include an Italian-themed meal, live entertainment, and a live and silent auction. For more information, call 530-222-2207. An event flyer for this can be found on the Salvation Army Redding Facebook page. On Sunday, September 10th, you can splash into Girl Scouts at the Waterworks Park. This event starts at 1 p.m., and the admission ticket is free. Pre-reserve your ticket at Eventbrite. There will be limited number of tickets at the door. Waterworks Park is located at 151 North Boulder Drive in Redding. This event is being hosted by Girl Scouts of Northern California. This private ticketed event is for youth not yet members of a Girl Scout troop, but are looking to join. For additional information, call 530-343-1905. And finally, on Sunday, September 10th, get ready for Rick Springfield, I Want My 80s Tour, with the Hooters, the Tubes, and Tommy Two-Tone.
How fun.
At the Redding Civic Auditorium, located at 700 Auditorium Drive. Showtime is 6:30 p.m. with VIP doors opening at 5 p.m. and regular doors at 5:30 p.m. Ticket prices vary depending on seating and VIP option. But more information can be found at readingcivic.com. And that is your sample of events happening this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Anne Marie, that was really wonderful, and I've seen a lot of Rick Springfield on the reels. He pops up. Wonderful place. I mean, he looks pretty good. You know what? Mm-hmm. He's looking really good. He's like he's taking care of himself.
Oh yeah.
So I bet you that's going to be some fun stuff. Again, what's the date on that? What's the date on Rick Springfield?
Sunday, September 10th.
Hey, is he the one that did Take Me Home Tonight? Was that Rick Springfield?
No, mm-hmm. I think that was Eddie Money.
Oh, he did Jesse's Girl.
Jesse's Girl.
Yeah.
I want Jesse's Girl. I'm Jesse's Girl. That's what I first thought.
I'm Jesse's Girl,
and I thought that's a strange song
to hear.
It was back in the 80s.
I wish I could have Jesse. Yeah.
Jesse's Girl. Okay. Anne-Marie is also taking over the community calendar on our website too, and is in there typing things like crazy. Is that correct? Okay. Thank you very much, Anne-Marie. Hope you had a great weekend.
Thank you so much. See you next week, everyone.
Thank you.
Right.
All
okay.
right.
Wow.
As we go into the fall here, thank you so much. And welcome back. And I'm usually not here on Tuesdays, but, you know, this is like a Monday. We're sitting down, Carl and I, with all of our staff this whole week. And we're implementing new ideas, looking to how we can take KCNR FM, AM, we'll have a new website that's built, how we are going into the fall, into 2024. Love some of the ideas that we're getting from our staff, just about like it is with anything else that you do. Like when you go to a trainer and you think about, okay, here's my body, I need, you know, little tweaks, implementing things. So it feels really good as we go into the fall. Like a lot of times people look at spring cleaning, or when you go into fall and you just, like some people plant, that's the time that the seeds go to rest. And with the song, The Rose is like, just remember in the winter, far beneath the winter snow. So some people look like that. But for us, this is kind of an opposite. And that was very interesting on Thursday night, having the astrologer talking about Virgo and the planets and certain things that are aligning a certain way. And Virgo is in organization. And so anyway, KCNR is implementing some new things that we can't wait to announce, and some contests that we've got going on.
There'll be a number of things, but here's something else too, is a lot of you have been listening to us for a long time. Write this down, Carl Bott at KCNR1460.com. If you have ideas, shoot me ideas. And we implement them, you'll be recognized, and you'll win a prize of some kind.
And if we have
Carl Bott at KCNR1460.com.
And if we have enough listenership that wants a certain kind of show on the weekend, we have the ability, if it's, like I said, a pet show or a travel, something that's different than what we have the ability to go in with our satellite and pick out some different, we have the ability to change some of our programming if we wish to do so. If it's by popular demand and you want to hear it, let us know.
Or you give us some ideas that you've heard and we listen to it and we go, yep, that's good. It doesn't take 1,000 of you. It could just take one of you. Okay, we got to take a break here, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Truly is a community bank, locally owned, local board of directors. They've been in the business here in Redding and Anderson now and Red Bluff for 16 years, moving local dreams forward. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank and are very happy there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And Jimmy Buffett passed this weekend, so we're going to be playing a lot of Jimmy Buffett.
And coming up, we've got Redding Performing Arts. We're looking forward to talking to some of our local actors here. We do have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Seven more days to meet our signature goal. Add your name to thousands of local residents of all political parties who have signed the petition to put the recall of Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. People who have never been involved in a campaign of any kind have signed. Sign the petition at Rayleigh's on Lake Boulevard, Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 9 to noon. Sign, then vote. Recall Kevin Cry. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Come join Redding Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Redding on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, bucket truck rides, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join this celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. For more information, call 339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Redding Electric Utility.
It's obvious today that the biblical idea of the family is under attack. Emissaries of Satan are determined to alter the institution of marriage to accommodate those who deny that marriage is only between a man and a woman, in spite of how God designed it to be from the beginning.
That's the sad truth, but we at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School want to equip today's young people and adults to withstand these efforts to marginalize the family with our Marriage and Family Biblical Counseling class. This class will affirm God's purpose for marriage, His intended roles for husband and wife, his precepts for effective communication, and his design for biblical sexuality.
I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. Jane, I understand that you will be teaching this class. How can interested listeners get more info on the strategic effort to counter the current cultural distortions of God's plan for marriage?
Just call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275.
So, parrot heads across the world.
I'm not wearing mine right now.
Are mourning the passing of the great Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, 76. Died of a very rare skin cancer condition. Been fighting it for 4 years.
Makes me want to cry.
He and I were in Nashville together in 70. And we ran, believe it or not, I was involved in what was the billboard there, with, because I knew the son of the guy that
Billboard magazine.
Yeah, the Billboard magazine. Okay. Out in Nashville. I knew the son. He and I ran together, and but Buffett
ran
was there
together.
And he knew. Well,
we were in that gang.
Well, no, we went down and marched for freedom and things like that during that time. Down to Atlanta and worked on political campaigns down there. But he was there during that time, and I read about that, and I thought, I wonder if I ever met him, because he mentioned this guy's name.
Oh.
So I was just wondering if I ever knew, because he knew that Tom.
Well, he was a total, what they call, like, I wouldn't say road hog, but, club after club after club
Road
after
warrior.
Club. Yeah, I mean, just played. But, I mean, I knew he busked. You know, when they talk about busking on the street, that he did that. Anything that he could do to play and be heard, and believed in his greatness. I mean, I'm sure there's a Margaritaville musical, but I mean, we really there's going to be some great stories. Go ahead.
But after he broke through with Margaritaville, and then come Monday and others, he became a businessman. He said, if you're going to be an artist, you eventually have to be a businessman. And built a Margaritaville empire, which eventually he ended up being worth about $1 billion. And it wasn't from releasing a lot of songs, because he didn't release a lot of albums. But every time he had a concert, it was full.
He built a following.
He did. Okay.
Worldwide
speaking of a
following
and performance.
You like our segue?
I loved it.
Brandon loves it.
We have Reading Performing Arts Center here, and they've got a production called She Loves Me.
Actually, just found out it's a musical.
Yeah. And so Brandon Bauman is here along with
Devin Yuri
and Gabe Testament. So,
good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Tell us about this.
Yeah, so She Loves Me is a musical that is based off of a play called Perfumery, and it's a beautiful romantic story with beautiful music, and it's one of those lesser-known shows, but it shouldn't be. And if you have seen or heard of You've Got Mail, it's a very similar premise to that story. We have two young individuals that are looking for love, and start writing to this Lonely Hearts Club. But what they don't realize is that they're working at the same location, and they do not like each other. So it's kind of interesting watching the story unfold and seeing what happens as they discover this.
Well, Brandon, as the person who's directing this and have a very small part in it, we just brought up the fact that we were in Encore together,
yeah.
Which was how many people in the Reading, Shasta County, Anderson people came from all over the place with different shows that they've done throughout the year. How, in you directing this, did you choose this? Because you can come up with a bunch of different projects. Tell us a little bit. As we go into, we're going to promo the show. We're going to talk about the dates. We've got tickets to give away, but a little bit about how you go into selecting what you're going to do in your as you project throughout the year.
Yeah, so at Reading Performing Arts Center, we have a kind of a little bit of a combination of things. So we have our educational programs. So we have theater for youth. So, but then we have our main stage production, which is kind of our community theater arm. So we started main stage. It's been a year and a half now that we've been doing productions at the community theater level. And in September, we have kind of, because we're just starting classes, we have the availability to put on a show with our adult actors, because most of our kids shows end up around Christmas time mm-hmm. and then in May mm-hmm. at the end of the semester. Mm-hmm. So last year we did a show called The Spitfire Grill, which is another beautiful show. And I feel like September is a great time for a musical. And so that was one of the reasons that I decided to do She Loves Me, is because as we come around to this time of year, having time during the summer to really sit on a show is in my schedule. And so when I looked at this play specifically, I wanted to pick something that was lighthearted, something that was charming.
Thank you.
And so that's really what it is about, because I know the other shows I'll be working on later this season, and this show just really struck me. The music is beautiful. There's a beautiful score. It's a lyric style, a little there's just kind of something for everyone. There's a little bit of jazz influences. The play is actually based off the Hungarian play. And so it's set in Hungary.
Okay.
And so the music has some of those flares to it as well. And you can hear, if you're familiar with Brahms, there's some, like, rhapsodies and mm-hmm. things that show up in the music. So.
Love it. Well, let's get to our Devin and Gabe. Gabe, let's start with you. You're on the air. What's going on with you in this role?
So I play the character Stephen Kodai. I'm a little bit of I'm just like a sly, he's very, he's very much of a player.
Is he a con guy?
Well,
or is he just slick?
With love, he's a little bit of a con guy.
Okay. Like, kind of like a 76 trombones guy. Yeah. He's got a heart, but kind of,
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun. What a great role.
It's super fun. Ooh. It's very different than anything else I've ever played. Oh. So it's very fun to kind of like explore that a little bit.
How much do you get to sing?
I have two solos and Ooh. Then a few other, you know, smaller.
No, you guys, this is tracks.
Yeah, we,
okay,
unfortunately,
that's cool.
With this show, we have tracks.
Well, you know what's nice about that is that you always know you don't, you know, like, performing with live is a whole different heartbeat. So
now
you can really stay in the pocket even more so with tracks. Great to go home and rehearse with that.
Yes.
So,
oh, for sure.
Makes
all right.
That much easier.
Yeah, and Devin.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're playing Ilona or
Ilona.
Ilona, okay.
Yes, it's a very Hungarian name.
Oh, yeah.
So I play Ilona Ritter, and she is one of the shopkeepers in the perfumery. And she has a little bit of a love arc with Gabe's character, but also she is searching for who she is. It's a little bit of an identity role.
Ew.
And so she's been very delicious to play and to see all of the nuances of who she is as a character.
Are you a soprano?
I can sing alto or soprano.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. And so, you know, because I'm trying to, like, get the timbre of your voice and try to figure out where your placement would be as a singer.
Absolutely.
And I'm with you. It's like, give me a thing and see if I can hit it.
In this show, she's got the belt roll.
So. You got the belt? Oh, so is it saucy?
She is a bit saucy. Yes, she's a bit sassy, saucy.
Excuse me, a redhead who's saucy. I don't know.
Shocking.
Yeah, shocking. So, are you loving it?
I am living for it.
Whoa. That gives me chills. Yeah, it's all about that.
Okay, so when is it going to be?
So we open on the 14th,
right?
A Thursday night, and we have shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We always, every Saturday has a matinee.
Right.
And we run till the 30th of September. So we have 3 weekends.
Man.
3 weekends.
How nice to have a run like that.
Yeah.
It's a marathon.
It's actually our first production that we've done 3 weekends.
That is awesome.
And it's a show worth seeing. It's a show worth, it deserves 3 weekends.
All right. So it's called She Loves Me. Reading Performance Arts Center is located on Bocelli. It's in this area that used to have, what's that carpet store, Town and Country, which is no longer there, the Rose Center.
The Rose Center. That's
we're
next
anchor.
To All Saints thrift store.
Right. And so they're there. In fact, when we were doing Encore, this is where we would practice.
Yeah.
And so I saw the facility, and it's going to be interesting how you dress that space, and I can't wait to see it. We do have tickets. Thank you for coming with us today. Do call back in as we get closer and just say, I just want to remind everybody, you know, we encourage people to call in the morning show while we're live. People are driving. We've done the interview now. It's going to be on our archives. We do have 2 tickets that we're going to give away now. They've given us some, what do they call? Comp tickets here. And you can give us a call at 605-4567. The dates are the 14th through the 30th, with the 2 p.m. matinees on Saturdays. Thank you, Brandon, Devin, and Gabe. You guys are great. It's going to be fantastic. Enjoy your media run. And again, give us a call back so we can refresh it and actually send us something, and we'll put it on our website.
Well, you can also get tickets at readingpac.com if you're interested in coming to see the show.
Okay, Reading PAC.
Mm-hmm, readingpac.com.
All right. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, locally owned, locally operated, really great selections of jewelry at very fair prices. The only watch repairman in the whole area, all at Four Winds Jewelry, a family-owned business. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Looking for a reliable, top-notch service business run by a dedicated veteran? Look no further than Chapman Home and Lawn, your one-stop destination for all your home and lawn care needs. As a veteran-owned and operated business, we take immense pride in serving our community with the same dedication and commitment that drove us in the military. At Chapman, every service we provide is driven by a commitment of treating your home as if it was our own. Call Travis Chapman. Estimates are free. 530-953-7884 or 530-355-8913.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
And you lived in Key West.
Yeah.
Right, Carl?
Yeah.
That was Jimmy Buffett.
It's been a lot of time in Key West. 7:36 in the morning here on the 5th of September. This portion of the show brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Features several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from, and they're all on sale, along with roses in stock. If you're looking for particular trees or shrubs, see if Gold Leaf Nursery can order them for you. Located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, about a half mile from Airport Road. That's Gold Leaf Nursery, locally owned, locally operated, locally run. We're here with Barry Weisswasser from the Asphalt Cowboys.
Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Did you know if you hyphenate Asphalt Cowboys, it's... Never mind. It's,
but it's not my fault.
It's not your
fault. It's the asphalt.
It's the asphalt.
Hey, you've been in The Man in Yellow with the Asphalt Cowboys for how long?
24 years.
And you were in the room with the lone stranger and a sidekick with every year that that happens, right? Where you choose somebody and they have to go incognito, et cetera.
Correct. Yes. However, I'm not on that committee.
Right.
So I never know who it is.
Right.
Neither did I.
Can I tell you that that was... like probably one of those, again, tumultuous. He's laughing. Because I really did keep it a secret. And Cameron had said to me, you cannot, you have to vow. So I was very sincere about my vow. No one knew. Except for the very small, what, six people? Eight people,
yeah,
maybe?
I think six.
Of the Asphalt Cowboys.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're on the committee to decide who they can get as the lone stranger and their sidekick.
And then they made the announcement. Somebody went day after day until right before at the pancake breakfast, right before the pancake breakfast, it was discovered who the two names were, I being one of them, Baron Bronner being the other one of. And Carl was on the air, of course, out at the pancake breakfast. And we walked across, and that is when
Cameron
patted you on the back, just like, hey, buddy, how's it doing? Blah, blah, blah. And you put the microphone to him and told him to talk about what's going on here at the, you know, Asphalt Cowboy Pancake Breakfast. And that's when you found out.
That's when he made the announcement. And when he said it, I turned around. There's Linda and Baron. And I'm like,
and she didn't look a thing like she did. After robbery.
Well, you know, the thing is that she said, I felt so bad. She says, I was going to write it down on a piece of paper and just hand it to you, but I didn't. And I had no idea. And it wasn't like I wasn't reading the clues twice during the show.
Sure.
Never once thought of Linda on it. But
I'll be darned.
Well, I mean, once I went back and read them, I went,
Oh.
Well, you were a Marine.
Well, I was a Marine. But you don't expect that. Anyway, okay,
no.
You've got a big event coming.
We do, our 69th annual community barbecue down at Lake Redding Park. It's going to be tremendous, as always. You know, 4,500 pounds of tri-tip and 20-some hundred pounds of chicken, cowboy beans, coleslaw, garlic bread. And we have the world.
Are the cowboy beans just come out of a can, or do y'all add
certainly
stuff?
Not.
What do y'all add?
My God! All morning on Saturday, we have a whole crew preparing the ingredients for those beans.
And what's in the beans?
I can't tell you.
Is it like? Do you add? But do you,
magic beans.
What do you start with? I mean, what's your base?
Magical things.
I mean, come on. You can buy the beans.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. What's that?
I believe they get the raw beans and soak them.
Oh, really? So they cook these beans?
Yes.
From
scratch?
Absolutely,
yes.
Well, see, I had no idea.
There's bacon in them.
Oh, yeah.
Several different vegetables.
Yeah, spices.
Ham.
Burger. So how many pounds of beans?
I don't know. 750 pounds.
Just make that up?
Yeah.
Just pull that one out.
Right,
why
out.
Not?
Hey.
So, hey. But it's a lot of beans.
It's
and
a
you
lot
make
of
them
beans.
From scratch.
Yes, yes.
I like that.
Yeah. We
and because
have
they
bean.
Soak them, you don't have flatulence.
I never have it.
Well,
soaking
beans, historically, if you soak beans, for those who really use beans as a source of protein in bodybuilding and lots of things, beans are an essential part of your diet. Soaking beans is a really part of not having to be as gassy, and that's the truth. So, anyway, enough of that. We're going into the barbecue, and we've gotten into gas. What's that about?
Well, that was quite a transition.
Let's talk about
that's
the barbecue.
Because
Lake
it's Redding
Park.
Because it's Barry, and obviously the other times he's been in there, he has not soaked the beans.
Tried chicken.
I'm not on the bean team.
Okay. Coleslaw. Cowboy beans, garlic bread, the whole thing. There's a live auction. Tell us about what's happening at the park that day.
Okay. You can go through the drive-through, which I want to add is the world's largest drive-through. We serve 5,500 people in 7 hours through the drive-through.
Almost as many as In-N-Out.
Almost.
Yeah.
But that's in a day for them. But anyway, let me add, you can come into the park and
your car's continuously moving, by the way.
So
what I'm saying is, yes, it's a huge drive-through, but you're always moving.
Yes.
It's not like you're parked someplace for an hour. No, you're moving from the time you pull in the park. I mean, it's like 10 minutes at the most from the time you pull in to the time you're pulling out, maybe less.
So you can park your car somewhere in the park and come on in
you can come and enjoy the live auction. You go right through a line to get your food, tri-tip chicken. Well, we already went through that. They have ice cream, beer and wine, sodas, and people have a really great time. There's the covered picnic area there with all those tables, and we also set up tables and chairs under the wonderful blue sky.
Mm.
And it's not going to be raining, so it's going to be wonderfully blue.
It will be nice.
So that's definitely from 1 to 3?
No, from 11 to 6.
Oh, okay, but 1 to 3 is a live auction.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So.
Now, on the live auction, we have a team going out and trying to get, everyone is required to bring in at least one auction item.
Ooh.
So as we go out and sell tickets, we ask businesses to donate items for our auction. Plus, we have a team of guys that goes out and actually buys auction items, hopefully getting more money from the auction than we had to pay for them. But sometimes that doesn't happen. Anyway,
and where's all the money go
fun.
To? What's the money? Where's the money go to?
The money.
$400,000, $500,000 you make.
Yeah, in 6 hours.
In 6 hours.
Should do this every day, right?
If it works, we're going to have one right here. Yeah. So we'll just do it in the have drive through in the back here. It fits in perfectly. Well, we'll get some barbecue.
A lot of cash passing hands that day, so you've got to have an armored truck to get back to wherever you put
where
it.
Does the, yeah. Where does it go?
Gun-toting asphalt cowboy.
The bandit gets it.
We have donated, I don't know how many dogs, canine units to the sheriff's department.
Mm-hmm.
We recently bought, I believe, 5
body shields.
Yes.
Yeah.
Armor.
Yeah.
Piercing, bullet stopping.
Yeah.
Armor shields for the Reading Police Department.
That's cool. Those are things that people need to know as they're spending the money. I mean, this is really cool anyway. It's a community thing. But that money, I love that about the Asphalt Cowboys. Your organization has been around so many years that you've got it down as far as when we get this money, this is going to go for these specific things. And I think it's important that our community feels what the money that you guys use besides buying batter, you know, putting money together for batter and beans, that you're doing these really wonderful outreach things to help our community.
Well, you know, that's what we're all about. I mean, we also purchased a trailer for the sheriff's department to load on their Bobcat for marijuana eradication and other other things like that.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break and we'll be back after these messages. Quick break and we'll be right back.
It'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent 4 lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I spent 4 lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side.
Casey and our Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroblades for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my 3 amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Last Days of Summer 20% off sale is on now. All nursery stock 1 gallon to our large 24-foot box trees, ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, and evergreens. Custom-built cedar planters 50% off with matching benches. Crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, blueberry plants, and a great selection of citrus trees 5 gallon to 15 gallon. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the southern end of Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road and Deschutes Road. Sale ends September 22nd. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Yeah, welcome back to our show, Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And yeah, we're playing Jimmy Buffett music today. He passed this weekend, 76 years old. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since the day she opened. For a free review of your insurance plans and your investments, give them a call at 530-221-0441. We do business with Judy Max, and we're very, very happy there. Treat your customers as friends. We're here with Barry Weisswasser. He's on the work release program, and they let him out today to sell tickets and to tell people about the Asphalt Cowboys annual extravaganza barbecue, largest drive-through in the world, he claims.
It's true. Just
it's
ask
true.
Me.
They're having an auction that starts at 1 p.m. to 3. This starts at 11 o'clock down in
Redding
something park. What? What's the name of the
Lake
park?
Lake Redding Park.
Lake Redding Park. Yes, right down there across the street.
Have you never been there?
Yes, we've driven through and we've got their fabulous sandwiches and your fabulous luncheon at this wonderful barbecue before wonderful food.
I have a great idea.
Uh-oh.
I think that you could be able to combine part of this with part of the pancake breakfast.
Wow.
By you're making your batter and you make the beans and then you combine the beans. So everybody has a pancake with like six or seven of your ranch beans in it. Gives a little more substance, a little protein.
Do you make those often?
I've just an idea for you all. I mean, y'all are constantly looking for new ideas. So here it is.
I'm not the president.
Cameron is, right?
Yes.
I'm going to say, Cameron, you ought to add some of those ranch beans.
Actually, they're called cowboy beans.
Well, your cowboy beans. But, well, you got no cowboys in the asphalt.
Whose show
cowboys
is this?
You got. Okay. Anyway, you should have some cowboy beans in your pancakes. I better watch out what I say, or when I go through there, that's what I'll get. In a chunk of cow horn. Okay.
Are you going to see a man about a horse?
He already did.
Already did.
I'm just wondering, because the horse will have several limbs. A man about a horse, how about a man going to the corral of many horses? Yeah. You both are looking at me with wonderment. I'm just saying.
No.
That's my weird brain about, beans, magical things. Did that get you guys? Okay, next.
Got me.
Okay, so people want to, where can they get their tickets from?
Okay, if they know an Asphalt Cowboy, give them a call. Tell them you need tickets, and I'm sure they'd be right there at your door.
Mm-hmm.
They can also buy tickets at Lulu's on Pine Street,
mm-hmm.
At the Paint Mart, which is now located on Mistletoe and Larkspur,
mm-hmm.
in the old Carmona's building.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the process of rebuilding their store after the conflagration.
Yeah.
And also at San Francisco Deli.
Oh, okay. Well, there's plenty of places to buy it from. You see a guy with the yellow shirt, make sure it's got Asphalt Cowboys on it, and you're just not accosting some stranger walking down the street.
And
the tickets cost?
Tickets are $10, and that's pre-sale. And if you come to the park without a ticket, they'll be $12 at the gate, even though there's no gate.
Why?
Because the top puncher said to. Talk to Cameron Middleton about that.
I'm just wondering. mean, I've only got $10. Will you take my $10?
Are we giving away tickets today?
No. Are we?
Yes, you will be.
We have
away
two
tickets
that we're going to be giving away.
We're going to be giving away two tickets, but do you have them on you?
I do have some on me. Cameron will be bringing more.
Okay.
Five.
Okay. So let's just give two tickets
this
morning.
Let's give two tickets away.
Right now, and that's for that beautiful September 10th. The guys in yellow, they do this. It's a huge. So I would say if you can, I mean, it's nice to go through and get your food, know that Casey and R, you know, gave this and Barry's been on today and they graciously gave us the $10. I would say if you're looking for something to help out with the community, go in, drive, park your car, enjoy being in the park, get your food to go, and go over to the silent auction. They also have a live auction, I think, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe some, you can, like a raffle ticket or something like that. You can give money or donate money because we know that they do such wonderful things. This is part of our community loving on one another. So we're going to take our caller.
The first person who calls 605-4567 gets two tickets to the community barbecue and auction this Sunday, September 10th. Starts at 11 a.m. and goes to 6 p.m.
And Christina will be taking your name and your phone number. So we'll have your tickets under your name at the front desk, but please do try to come by throughout the week before 10 o'clock a.m.
You can try.
Yeah.
What else is the Cowboys doing?
Well, I wanted to add, in addition to our donation to the Reading Police and the Sheriff's Department, we also have a scholarship fund that goes to deserving students of law enforcement, be it police, highway patrol.
That are going to the academy.
That or just to cover expenses for uniforms, because a lot of times the agency covers the cost of the academy.
Right.
So,
but there's other costs sometimes.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, down there.
Yep.
Gas getting home. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So some of the money goes there, too. That's great.
Right, right.
Barry, how many Asphalt Cowboys are there?
Right now, I believe there's 38.
38. And what's the – is that – it's always been not a lot of people.
No,
right?
It was 30 for years and years and years. And just in the past probably 10 years – we raised it to take more in, but we're about...
But you got a lot of old guys in there.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, they're aging out. I mean, you got people like you and
never
Cameron.
Age out.
You and Cameron are young, but you've got others that are older, and as they get to a certain age, you got to replace them.
Well,
it's the same thing with any organization.
It's up to the cowboy. As long as they can, you know, keep up with the work, sell tickets, you know, don't lose their, you know, brains.
Is it difficult to get in the Cowboys? It is, isn't it?
Yeah, there is kind of a waiting line.
Yeah.
But
Is it kind of like if one person doesn't want them in, they won't get in? Or
correct.
Is it got to be like five?
No, it's one.
Just one. So if somebody doesn't want an individual in, they can vote against them.
Correct.
Wow. It's like a really snooty fraternity, huh?
No, it's a community service organization.
That has very high standards.
We do. You know, there's many reasons... reasonable reasons why someone may object to a person coming in and being accepted as a cowboy. And so, you know, it's not being snooty.
No,
it's
I know.
Being
wise. I'm just kidding because Weisswasser is a friend of mine, so I can bother him with this. Well, okay. So one more time, everybody. If you, it's going to be this Sunday, the 10th. It's going to go at start at 11. It's going to be tri-tip or chicken, coleslaw, cowboy beans, garlic bread. These are $10 pre-sale or $12 day of the barbecue. I think we just gave away two.
Yeah.
That just came through, live auction.
From 1-3, and you could drive through or eat in the park. Thanks for joining us
and
this morning.
Let's thank the corporate sponsors here.
Campora
Propane, R&R Meats, and Block. Is that the way you pronounce it? Block. Yes.
Black, B-L-A-C-H, beverage.
Black, blocks.
What's that? Can you share with us what that is?
Budweiser.
Oh.
Budweiser.
Is that, are those like abbreviation? B-L-A-C-K-E-H? B-L-A-C-K-E-H?
Well, you need radiation after drinking that stuff.
Thanks, come on. Thanks a lot, Barry. And
thank you.
Good luck on this, and we'll probably see you this Sunday.
Good. I'll be the one in the yellow shirt.
Easy to pick out.
Yeah. And how many Asphalt Cowboys are there, by the way, before we take our break?
38.
I want to hear it again. 38. All right.
38.
Thanks to the 38. We'll see you at the park, Lake Reading Park, on Sunday. That's this Sunday coming up.
Correct.
All right.
Okay. We're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be back with Enjoy.
Problem for any country that might be energy independent. While President Biden insists he is confident an auto workers' strike will be avoided, UAW President Sean Fain sings a decidedly different song.
I can assure you, when you look at the big three, we just voted to strike by 97% because our members are fed up.
The union chief at a Labor Day event in Detroit that was covered by WXYZ-TV. Contracts with the big three automakers will expire in under 10 days. Despite being fully vaxxed and boosted, Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID again.
The White House says the First Lady is experiencing only mild symptoms, and President Biden tested negative Monday evening. Both have contracted COVID before. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will continue testing regularly and will be monitored for symptoms. Jill Biden will remain at the couple's home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware for the time being, while the president is back at the White House. The First Lady had planned to start the new school year Tuesday at Northern Virginia Community College, where she teaches English and writing, but her spokesman says substitute teachers are being arranged. Ben Thomas, Washington.
There are real American heroes among us, and some of them served in Vietnam.
In a formal White House ceremony, President Biden will award the Medal of Honor to Larry Taylor of Signal Mountain, Tennessee. The former Army lieutenant made a daring nighttime rescue of four soldiers in June 1968. Flying a Cobra attack helicopter, Taylor landed under heavy enemy fire to save his comrades who had radioed for help.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, that ceremony takes place today at the White House. On Wall Street, the Dow down 66 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
As the U.S. sends cluster munitions to Ukraine, activists fight to strengthen a treaty banning them.
Backers of an international agreement that bans cluster munitions are striving to prevent erosion in support of it after one leading human rights group calls an unconscionable U.S. decision to ship such weapons to Ukraine for its fight against Russia. Advocacy groups in the Cluster Munitions Coalition have released their latest annual report on Tuesday. It comes ahead of a meeting next week of envoys from the 112 countries that have acceded to or ratified the Convention on Cluster Munitions, which prohibits the explosives and calls for clearing areas where they litter the ground, often during or after conflicts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Palestinian health officials say Israeli troops killed a Palestinian man during an army raid in the West Bank. The Israeli military says its soldiers were fired on and they returned fire. News and analysis, townhall.com. With the southern border wide open, this is especially worrisome.
Four people have been killed in a shootout with Marines in the Mexican border city of Matamoros, triggering an alert to shelter in place from the U.S. consulate in the city across the Rio Grande from Brownsville, Texas. A state official who is not authorized to comment said the shooting happened on a Matamoros street Monday when gunmen engaged a Marine patrol. Authorities recovered guns and tactical equipment, the official said. No Marines were injured. The Navy confirmed that its personnel were involved, but did not provide any details. Keith Peters reporting.
A driver slammed into a busy Denny's restaurant in a Houston suburb yesterday. 23 people hurt. Police in Rosenberg say injuries range from cuts to more severe wounds. All were conscious when they were taken to the hospital. None of the injuries appear to be life-threatening. The driver was not hurt. The victims ranging in age from 12 to 60 years. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Tuesday, the 5th. Yes, Labor Day.
Oh, my gosh, I keep thinking it's the 1st.
No,
I'm still stuck in the first and the second.
Yep. Well, it's because we've never taken a Labor Day off, ever.
Oh, you worked yesterday?
No.
It's the first time in 15 years.
Yeah, we took Labor Day off.
And gave our staff off, so we were closed.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's why.
So today feels like Monday, and we usually have you the first Monday of the month, so here you are on Tuesday, which is...
But I ran Rhonda down from the hearth and said, can we do this? And
she goes,
yes.
It worked out great.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not a bad place to run somebody down from the hearth. Yes.
8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina is running the show. And we got somebody that called for those tickets, right?
Oh.
Okay, good.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
His name is Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris, come on in.
For the barbecue tickets for the Asphalt Cowboys. And we do still have tickets, folks. They're on particular days. But for She Loves Me, the musical, that is going to be on September 15th or September 14th, 16th. We've got tickets for that as well.
However, if you take these tickets, you can just have to do is call them and change them to the night you want to go to. So there's still tickets. It's good for the night you want to go to. It's even though they say they're on specific nights, you can exchange them. So 6:05, 4:05, 6:05.
That's right. Let me give you a quick update on the weather. It looks like we're going to be with light and variable winds today. Across the board, we've got around 90 degrees our highs today, beautiful clear skies, around 64 of overnight lows. As we progress through the week, it's 89. I can't give you any more details. There are no red flag warnings. It's just looks like we've got a pretty good week at Friday, mostly sunny. We've got some variable clouds. But other than that, it looks like a great week ahead of us here as far as our forecast. With no temperatures over 90, that's good for me. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends in Anderson, it's a veteran-owned business. The Kinney family, 365-3793. As we begin this first September, the first week of September, really, after Labor Day, we're with one of our favorite things that we like to do because it feels good and it's yummy and it's gorgeous and it feels and it tastes good, smells good, and that's our friends from Enjoy. And James is on his way in, James Masada, but Rhonda Alvey's here this morning, and we are talking about issue 204,
yes,
which is very fallish.
Yes.
And so excited.
And it focuses a lot on homes and, you know, remodel and home buying and that kind of thing. So
and getting back into what it is to, you know, we're getting to fall forward. So it's pumpkin time.
Yep.
It's harvest time. And
back to school. Everybody's back in school. And yes.
So what's going on with you? Let's do a little bit of a background, if you don't mind, about, you know, your beginning of this magazine now going into how many years?
17 years. October will be our 17th
year. Oh, my God.
I can't believe it. So it's almost a teenager.
17 years.
I mean, it's almost a legal teenager. So
almost.
Yeah, it's almost legal. But anyway, if we started.
One more year, we can have a kegger.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we can't.
No,
not in this state.
Not this. Yeah.
No, you're old enough to do things like vote, but you can't have a drink of beer. No, it's okay.
Yeah, and you can drive a dangerous automobile.
Yeah.
So,
we started in October. Our first issue was October 2006. It was something that we had been talking about for about a year, and we finally decided that if we didn't do it right then we would never do it. So, right. Or somebody else would do it. Because we just felt like it was something that Reading really needed. So our biggest concern was, are we going to have enough to write about? And
right.
We weren't quite sure if we would. And
look,
we haven't,
at you now.
Yeah, we haven't even scratched the surface. There's so much, you know, there's so many new things, especially now in our downtown. But
right.
There's just a lot of things going on in the North State that are pretty amazing and special. And people are pretty amazing. And
you never have enough. I mean, but I know that you've got to, and share with our listeners, you've got a drawer or a file or files that go back when people really want to talk about, you need to do a story on this.
Uh-huh.
How about a story on that?
Yep.
And it goes for a year. You may not get to it for a year, but you have all these really interesting stories.
Exactly.
Because there's never, I mean, you never run out
you
of
run
stuff
out.
To talk about.
That's right.
You know, the Pet Rock? Different angles of the Pet Rock are very interesting.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah, we have.
That's a whole issue.
Right. We have a whole, I have a file on my computer. People send me story pitches daily. So I do have a lot of story pitches. So if you have sent me one and it hasn't been in our magazine yet, you know, hopefully it will make it there at some point.
It's not like it's going into, you know, into some kind of dead mail. You are receiving them. You
yep.
are interested.
Yep.
It does make it in.
Mostly.
And I am loving the part, or we love this, when we get our magazine, we kind of pour over it with you in the morning, so it's kind of like, it's like a present, unwrapping a present. And so when you start out with your magazine, you always highlight a person. This is something maybe that you've done with the question and the answer. I mean, I know that you ended up doing our vet, mm-hmm. and I loved reading about some of the words that she described about where she's
oh,
been,
yeah.
Kelly,
uh-huh.
At a crossroads. So this week, now you hear us commercials sometimes on our radio station, along with I think a state granted at a particular point, but I think at one time we ran that for a long time. Brian Solotto, who's the real estate broker and co-owner of the real estate group. So there's a question and answer with him. It's up close and personal. Who does these interviews?
Actually, I send them the questions and they answer them and send them back. So it's kind of fun because the questions are just, you know, stuff that you probably would never know about this person. And I'm really glad that we finally got Brian in here. The real estate group has been advertising with us since day one.
Right.
Without fail. I mean, every single
month.
We're
good friends with Ron and Marjan, who then, obviously, Marjan has been with you since the early days. And I tell people about your backstory and they're like, God,
yeah.
That's like a... Wasn't that really a famous hair product? I said, yeah, it was international.
Mm-hmm.
And what product was that?
KMS.
KMS.
Hair care. And
good morning, James.
It's still here. Hi, James.
Good morning.
Hi, darling. How are you? I've missed you. We haven't seen you in months.
I'm going to lay my head down on the table and go to sleep.
Oh.
You should have been like me yesterday.
So
I mean, I was just unconscious.
Is this
yesterday.
Like a beginning of school, or is this about like stalking and being in the store for 24/7?
Oh, yeah, the 24/7, yeah.
Yeah. And it was a big weekend because it was First Friday.
Yeah.
So...
First Friday was huge.
Yeah, it was,
really,
yeah.
And, you know, considering the rain that was going,
because
they canceled so many of the outdoor events, but I thought
people still came. And
Burning
like,
Man,
well,
they still came.
That, well, it's because you could get out of the rain.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Come
well,
in
and that
out.
Was the thing that yeah. they used our location. But yeah, and super proud of everybody that was there because we worked really hard, and you know, we always do some type of sampling, and so it was a, you know. It was great. We probably sampled well over 100 and some plates of
really?
Food. Yeah. Uh-huh. It was incredible.
Wow.
Riverfront Playhouse had a booth. We were supposed to be outside, and they ended up moving us inside the IOF hall. So, but there were tons of people, and it
yeah,
was amazing.
IOF looked good, too.
Yeah, that's so great.
See, yeah.
Everybody's ready to go out, rain
well,
or not.
They,
I love it.
And
they,
then afterwards... They had a disco. I mean, they were disco dancing at the Art Hunger, and it was so much fun.
Okay, where'd they do that?
At the Art Hunger.
Oh my god!
In the IOF hall, it was a blast. They had
a
great
DJ.
I don't know who it was, but he was great.
It was
give me disco any night of the week.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing that Linda didn't know about it. I've been down there with this
or without
frizzy hair.
I would have said like,
Can I sit there after the first hour and just watch?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
Get my breath back.
When we come back, let's talk more about the issue of 204 Paradise Found in Joy. But there's something also I would like to ask about for our listeners to know, because I've tried to explain about this new coffee machine thing that you have, that solar or something.
Oh, yeah.
And try to explain this expansion of what's going on in the store, and I couldn't explain this machine, state of the art, one of a kind, only at the Enjoy store. Can we do that when we come back? Okay, great.
Absolutely.
This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, side-by-sides, you name it, they have it from small to large, lease or buy. You do it all. They do it local. It's a young business there at 2540 Gateway Drive. I shouldn't say young. The owners are young. They had it originally in Redding, and then they needed to expand and headed for Anderson. 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. We'll be right back. Availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. Right here on Free Fire Radio.
I turned 21 down there, had too much fun down there, stumbled out with the sun down there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of... Is that Jimmy Puff?
It is?
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
I had not heard that one before. That was good.
Sounded good, huh?
Yeah, sounded almost country. 8:19 in the morning here on the 5th of September, Tuesday. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging, a Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's a no-cost program to those who are in it, and the whole mission behind this is to reduce the number of falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you're interested in for more information or maybe becoming part of the program, give them a call at 530-842-1687, PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging. And we're here with Enjoy Magazine and Rhonda Alvey and James Masada.
Morning.
And Linda asked before she ran out of here, she's here someplace, about your solar... Your solar or your special coffee machine.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't realize that we at Enjoy the Store are getting kind of into the coffee business. I mean, our goal, obviously, as many people know for a long time, and one of the reasons why we moved into our new location is we wanted to open a cafe and coffee shop, which is pretty much done. We're just now having to go through the process with the county and make sure that, you know, everything is as it's supposed to be for us to open to the public. But one of the things that we purchased a few months ago is our new coffee roaster. So we are actually in the business of roasting fresh coffee. We have a state-of-the-art machine that is unique. It is fairly new to the industry. It is considered an attempt at sustainability for coffee roasting, where you're not using gas and there's no off-gassing, so it's a fully electric machine. It was designed to be hooked to, or capable to be hooked to solar panels, storage, so yeah. Solar on the roof. Puts electricity into a bank of batteries, and then when you operate it, it pulls that energy from the batteries. And then, so it's using sustainable energy, and then it has scrubbers and catalytic converters, that kind of stuff, built inside of it. So it scrubs all the air, so there's no off-gassing.
But everybody loves that smell.
Oh, it still produces the smell.
Oh, is it? Okay. Oh, yeah. As long as it, you know, it's kind of like walking up to a Christmas tree and there's no smell.
Yeah.
You know.
That's tragic.
It is tragic. And there are hybrid trees out there that are like that. They're beautiful trees, but they don't.
They were designed to grow and stay green longer.
Yeah, and they don't, but they don't smell like a Christmas tree.
Well, that's,
you
buy the spray.
You still get it. Yeah, that's true. But you still get the aroma of the
beans. So it's probably nowhere as intense as if you went into a roasting house that's using traditional. But definitely when we fire it up, you know, and it's been running for a couple hours, the entire building smells like roasted coffee.
You gotta love that.
Yeah.
What's
cool about it is it has built-in profiles. Everything is done in the cloud. The company is out of Berkeley. And it's all what I love about it. It's all American made, 100% American made. All parts, pieces, programming, all
sure,
that kind of stuff.
Everything is made in America.
Yeah.
And you can make, when you say programs, it's like you can make different.
Well, so what they do is the company has people that actually work in the field with the farmers, and they take the beans as they're being grown, and they're sending them back to Berkeley. And Berkeley has, they have a, actually a, an absolutely massive coffee shop in Berkeley that you can go into, and it's their testing site.
Mm-hmm.
And it's open to the public. But they bring beans in from all the farms and each harvest, and then they work with their roaster professionals that then create the perfect roast for that bean, right? Mm-hmm. And when you buy the beans from them, which is great because they have a whole program for fair wages or living wages for the farmers and stuff, so they ensure everything is you know, it's copacetic where the beans are coming from and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But when you buy the beans, it automatically uploads the program to roast them in several different ways for that bean, how it can be roasted. So you can go rogue and do completely your own thing, your own roast, or you can...
So you can come in to enjoy and say, I want my own roast.
Yeah.
I want to add some of this, some of that, and you can make somebody the perfect roast for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
And on top of that, we're using it as a method for companies like yourself if you wanted to come up with your own coffee roast. And
I tell you what, we're doing a lot of new things now. We are pushing out with our new website. We have new ideas moving forward. And I can see us having our little, how would we say it? It's Free Fire Radio Coffee, staunchly conservative or staunchly American, something like that. That we could give to our customers or sell it.
And then we would roast it for you and bag it and all that stuff, and it would be really, really black and bitter.
No. It's going to be strong and robust.
There you go.
Strong and robust.
Honest and robust.
Strong, honest, and robust.
Uh-huh.
The true coffee right here. Okay, moving right along. So this is your Paradise Found
issue. Yeah. Right. So this is a lot about... The issue is heavily garnered for... what do we call it? Real estate, correct?
Yeah, Ms. and Rhonda? Home renovation and
home
that kind
renovation
of thing.
And stuff. Yeah, so one of the things that we've been doing lately is we have found that people really love issues when they come out that are heavily themed, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we've been doing, and we've really actually had some really great success over the last few months with some
and
of the transitions.
Not every story pertains to the theme, but most of them, I mean, at least three do.
Yeah. So it really just makes the magazine kind of like organic in one sense that you're going to get a lot of things that are just diverse, but then also, you know, you can pick that up and it's going to have something in here about
elevating
home renovation.
Elevating equity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you increase the equity of your
home
on page 42? And it's 10 ideas. Ranging from kitchen renovation, curb appeal, energy efficient features, because especially energy efficient, because as we all know, if you live outside the Redding area, you got PG&E, and which is astronomical in their costs a lot of times.
My
for
family lives in Cottonwood, and I can tell you that the main home on our ranch property, if you even remotely run the air conditioner at all, you're looking at a minimum of $900 to $1,600 a month just for the house.
Yeah.
Just electric.
Oh.
Just the electric.
And, you know, and the thing is so when you start talking energy, I mean, really, if you're looking at a house to buy outside the Redding city limits, two things you got to really look at is insurance.
Mm.
And, you know, are they going to sell you insurance?
Yeah.
Or if they do, how much is it going to cost? And then the energy costs. And in some areas, do you have water?
Yeah.
Because they're coming off of water systems that are a little bit, you know, skosh when it comes to providing water.
Mm-hmm.
You never used to have to do that.
Yeah.
But now those three things can add another $2,000 to your monthly cost.
My brother-in-law just moved here but maybe about 4 months ago. Originally from L.A. and then went to live with my wife and his dad's father in Bishop area, Big Pine.
Yes.
He passed away, and so now he really relocated here. He just bought a D.H. Horton house down off of 273, which thank you, D.H. Horton, for their ad in the magazine.
Yeah, you've got some beautiful ad. Diggins Lighting is like, what?
Isn't
That's
that pretty?
Gorgeous.
I know. It looks like an article.
So he bought
a house, but, you know, in the state of California now, if you've any new building now has to have solar on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're doing some great deals where you buy a house and they include the solar package they don't charge you for it with. So I think his solar system was like a $16,000 add-on, which he got as a bonus for buying the house. But this whole summer, I mean, I go to his house and he keeps it like 77, 76.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a little warm for me, but
right?
He's one person, but still 70. His electric bill is like $26 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
Because of the solar.
Because of the solar.
Mm. Well, you know, and...
And I'm like, hello?
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of like, okay, if you have a new house, you got to put solar on it, but then you also have to have low flush toilets, and I think there's actually even... water sprinklers.
There is.
For
fire.
All that's part of it.
He's got a thing on the roof that
sprays the roof.
Checks the temperature all day. It's a sensor, and it automatically controls the whole water system, too. So if it's cloudy, the sprinklers will only go on for 3 minutes versus 15.
Wow.
If it's raining, it doesn't turn the sprinklers on at all. I mean, this is all just in these... And I guess they're considered smart homes, but there's really not a whole lot. But they've got these features everywhere that you can plug into in the walls and change your house into something. But that's the basic. I mean, they have...
Well, that right there, $29 for electricity.
Yeah.
And it's part of the package that you have to
and
have
he's home.
Anyway.
He's retired, so he's home all day.
Right.
Yeah. Right? So he's using lights and computers and... You know,
wow.
But I was like, yeah, I want that.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Patrick Gorman is a very bright guy and realizes, as you do, that work injuries can be life-changing. A lot of times the employers want to have you back as soon as possible, but there's something going on with the insurance companies. That's where Patrick Gorman shines. He can take those insurance companies and convince them that your treatment is needed and now. Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, 530-262-2168 today. We'll be right back.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win! Win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Do you realize that today many in Israel who haven't found Jesus Christ as their Messiah are expectantly awaiting Messiah's coming to initiate his kingdom? They pray at the Wailing Wall regularly. Christian believers, of course, recognize the Messiah has come and that he is our Lord Jesus Christ and will set up his kingdom following the rapture and the tribulation.
What book in the Bible addresses why Jesus is truly the Messiah?
It's the Gospel of Matthew. In Matthew's day, many Jews found it hard to understand how Jesus Christ could be the Messiah since he was crucified instead of setting up his kingdom. Crucified rather than crowned.
Now's your chance to learn why the kingdom was postponed on Tuesdays, September the 5th to December the 11th, from 10:30 a.m. to 11:10 a.m. at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, taught by Dr. George Gunn. This is Chaplain Jane D'Angelo with Dr. David Nicholas. Don't miss this convenient three-unit hybrid class that you can do partly at home for credit or audit.
That's right. Call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and DeBot. We're playing all Jimmy Buffett music today, as intros and outros. He passed away this weekend at age 76.
Gosh, that's why I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. So I am in the dark.
You're working.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. This is the place where I've had my haircut since I've lived here. It's 2007. I've never had a bad haircut. They've been around a long time. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so it works on my schedule. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And speaking of that, and Lucky Miller's, as you know, Jason Miller was on last week and just lowered the boom on things that are happening in Cypress Square in that area. And tomorrow, Mayor Mike DeQuisto, Reading Police Department, and perhaps Barry Tippin will join us tomorrow. Let's talk about the crime that's going on and what can we do about that. Mm-hmm. But on a happier note.
You know, sorry to interrupt, but I don't know. I've had this obsession all of a sudden. Well, my kids bought me an electric bike.
Yes.
And so
we know you ride it.
I go around on it. I love it. Because I'm not really riding it, I'm driving it.
Right. If your legs are moving, it's just,
I'm just readjusting to make myself feel better on that tiny seat. but as I've been driving around, I really have noticed the town a lot more, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so I just took out my phone one day when I was shocked to see something, and I took a picture of it. And then it all since has spurred me into now it's an obsession where when I see things that I think are wrong in the community, I take a picture of it.
Oh, good.
Right? Because at some point I was like, somebody needs to put a reel together showing what's happening to our city. I cannot tell you when I ride around how unbelievable it is and how shocked I am by the fact that we are slowly turning our city into a prison of ourselves.
Of ourselves, yes.
Everybody and everything is being fenced and gated.
Yes.
And just like, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but there are a few in the many, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's a few homeless people in our town or whatever you want to call them. I know I'm probably going to get hate because I said the word homeless. Mentally ill, unhoused, whatever the hell.
Unhoused,
call them. Right?
And to be fair and neutral.
Yeah. But the alternative is we're putting gates and fences up around everything and to keep them out. But what we're really doing is we're trapping ourselves in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's everywhere. I drove around the other day and I was like, oh my gosh, this company just put a fence across the whole front of its business. The bridges have these weird fence things that they've built underneath the bridge. You know, and it's just, I don't know, it's really starting to affect,
and you're seeing it because you're not driving in a car and you're enclosed in what that is, the automobile, mm-hmm. and you're driving someplace. Now you're in a bike and you're open, your peripheral is more open, you're in the elements
and
more.
And you're going by slower probably.
Oh, yeah, totally. So you get to see
but
things.
The thing is, if we're turning ourselves into a gated and walled society, because walls work. Yes, mm-hmm. walls work. we know that walls work. But we're having to do this. The first big one was South City Park.
Mm.
But it worked.
Yeah,
and
then the post office, and the veterans hall.
Oh, well, there
worked.
You go. That's perfect. Those were ones that I just saw the other day.
Yeah, well, those have been up for a while.
Yeah,
but they work.
And you know, we at Riverfront Playhouse, we had an alcove.
Yeah,
and you know, and it was covered, and you know, it would have been a nice place for people to stay if it was raining or if it was hot.
Sure.
But they do stuff in that is disgusting,
and leave it there. Yeah,
and it smoke and cigarette comes in the building, and so we ended up closing off the alcove because we can't deal with that. And sometimes they were scary. You know, I go there alone a lot, and sometimes the people were. I usually ask them to leave, and they would be okay. They would leave.
Oh, but there's been many times they haven't.
This one guy was scary, and I ended up having to call the police.
Anyway, we're going to go back to nice things now.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, you know, think about calling in or getting in the chat room, and because I'm going to reference what you just told me.
Yeah.
And
I'll send you pictures.
The thing is nobody doesn't think that the police aren't trying their best.
Oh, I'm sure.
But we need some, and that's why we're going to talk to the mayor, and hopefully if Barry Tippin's here tomorrow, we can talk about, well, what kind of ordinances can we have to take back our town?
Right.
Oh, there's a lawsuit. Well, so what?
Yeah.
So what?
Change.
Until it happens, you know.
Win it.
Win it. Yeah, win it. Yeah. When do we have at least as many rights as those who are taken away from us?
Exactly.
Okay.
My point.
Now, we are with Enjoyed Magazine with
there's
James
lots of good
and Rhonda
Abbey.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, no, that's
okay.
What we're going to flip right
in
to.
In the details.
In the details, right?
In the details.
So you've also seen the city booming in so many ways new places, new buildings. And there's a love for the art forms of many different places and venues that are being transformed with art projects, partially for Visit Reading and the Chamber and the Art Hunger and all kinds of things going on, and all these great new buildings being built with all these great murals being put up all over. This is just another incident of that I think is super awesome. It's called In the Details, Angie James Mosaics.
Yeah.
And if this one specifically talks about one of the areas of walls at the Chain Gang Bike Shop where she does these incredible mosaics.
Beautiful.
I am not a big fan of mosaics
myself.
I shouldn't say that. In some forms,
right?
Not the mosaics restaurant. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about
I love mosaics if you go to like Pompeii or Italy and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But otherwise, to me, sometimes they can get a little busy. But she's done these things that where they're like literally, truly, you hear the word wallflower, like an entire wall made of mosaics that are all hand-done flowers with little hidden gems.
And what's really cool about those flowers is she had people from the community make them. So she called me one day and asked me if I wanted to make a flower for the wall. And
that's awesome.
And where's this going?
Chain Gang. Chain Gang.
Okay.
Side
here
of the
in
building.
Downtown.
All right. Okay.
So drive down there and check it out. It is
that's
amazing.
That's right down the street here.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, like when you go to Turtle Bay and you walk through, there's some beautiful mosaic work. And I know she's famous, and I can't think of her name right now, but she does these gorgeous fountains.
Yeah. Yes.
Beautiful work. I love that kind
me
of
too.
Tile mosaic. So.
Well, isn't the whole base of the bridge down when you go underneath
right.
it, the walls are,
right.
are mosaic, aren't they?
Right.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about some of the
in
art
the
pieces.
And
You'll see it when you go to the Garden of Lights. They've actually expanded the last couple of years where they've opened up the Garden of Lights walk where you're actually right there. There's a play, like a fire pit and a play area. Mm-hmm. Before you know it, I was thinking about, oh my God, we're almost ready for Garden of Lights.
Yes.
That's how fast time is going by.
Yep.
So
Angie does do classes. She has a little shop inside, the Chain Gang.
Okay.
And she does classes through the city of Reading.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't
and
even know that.
She's just a lovely lady. She's really a sweetheart. So if you ever get a chance to drive by,
it's always
good
to have sweethearts.
Yes. She is.
Okay.
One thing we didn't do this year, and I'm just kicking myself, I don't know what happened. We went through a whole summer without going on a houseboat, and we've done that every year.
Oh, really? You guys are big houseboaters?
No, we just have gone every year for maybe 3 or 4 days, and it's kind of an annual thing that we do.
I love that. That's so much fun.
And it's a good way to just 12 minutes away escape and get on the water. And what a beautiful
time.
All
the tourists are gone, and they're just getting ready to put the boats away. Mm. And so if you can get one, well, it is. It's a little bit less expensive.
Yeah.
After Labor Day.
Yeah. And you go out there and you just plant it in the side of the on the shore there.
Well, I'm thinking that the houseboats and all the marinas were hoping and thinking it was going to be glorious this summer because of the water. I haven't really heard how the season went for them.
I'm sure it must have
been
good.
Well, I reached out to our good friend Kevin to see if he's still
Kevin Kelly
at our favorite marina and
Holiday Harbor
to see if he'll come on and tell us what was it like.
What was it like?
What are the plans?
Because
you had the whole thing with Shasta that they were going to move it up, and everybody who had any kind of marinas were like, oh, what does this mean for with the mold, $1 million, millions of dollars for each marina to have to change the
that's if they
what
raise,
they're doing, if
raise
they raise
the
it. So I don't know what that
oh,
is.
Oh, you're talking about raising the height of the dam.
Yeah.
Anyway, but, they've had terrible years there.
I thought
there
you just meant water level. I was like, what? They spend that much money just when the water changes?
If we had those horrible years where the water was low, but now we've had 2 years in a row that it's been up. And as soon as people see that the water's up, I mean, they're usually booked out by May.
I think they are. Because when we did the cover for June.
With them
jumping off of the houseboat.
Yeah.
The person at Jones Valley said that they were just crazy busy.
Good. Yeah. So, that's what I was hoping.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you have the picture of the charcuterie board
that we'll talk about when we get back. That's amazing.
All right. Think about purchasing an electric vehicle, like James has. Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV. For more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I have a friend that has a hybrid, and he says it really makes a difference, except when he found out that when he was going to Sacramento that it's only a 10-gallon gas tank. He was pumping it in, and it stopped, and he goes, there's something wrong with the gas.
But he probably gets 300 miles on that 10-gallon.
He said he's put 79 gallons in it in a year or something like that. Because he mainly drives around town.
That's cool.
So, anyway, another idea for you. 8:46 in the morning here on the 5th of November, and we'll be right back.
We're all in the same boat, fishing in the same hole, wondering where the same time goes. Trying to fix the same broke heart, wishing on the same stars. We all hope and hope floats. We're all in the same boat.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, bucket truck rides, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join this celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. For more information, call 339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Hey, what's going on in Reading, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Reading.
High school football action is back, broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games for only $300 per game, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 AM and 7 PM. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, our last segment here. It's 8:50 in the morning here on the 5th of September. You're looking at me.
Devil eyes.
Devil eyes.
Yeah, that happens occasionally. You know.
Occasionally.
The devil wears pearls.
Do you?
the pearls.
Yeah. Or Prada.
Heck with it. Okay. We're here with Enjoy Magazine, Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Empire with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada.
Yeah.
And what's next? Okay, we talked. This issue.
Linda pointed out on page 68.
Okay. Page 68.
Amazing.
Oh, charcuterie. Grace. Okay. Now, something that I love, whoever wrote this article, let's see.
It's Kim Bonet.
Kimberly. Okay, Kimberly. Oh, of course. I just love her. But. And there's no but. I love her and all that she does. So if she's listening, know that I just think you're amazing. But she does give.
But.
No, there's no. In this article, develop in the 15th century France, the term charcuterie, which people sometimes have a hard time. It's once you hear the couturier, referred to the preparation of cured meats like salami, prosciutto, ham, bacon, and the like. Today, charcuterie encompasses a menagerie of fresh, dried fruits, decadent cheeses, spreads and dips, nuts, crackers, and, of course, cured meats.
Hey, didn't we used to call this a...
meat platter?
Didn't we used to call this just a meat platter? Hey, yeah, we got some meat over here.
Well, that was meat and cheese. You're like, oh, you have to put some meat
platter.
And cheese out.
That's what you called it. And it's the same stuff, except you pay more.
Yeah.
This is an art piece. These really are art
beautiful.
Pieces.
Yeah.
And
our good
friend Sandra from, you know,
astrology
about Sandra.
Woman?
Sandra from Pilates. She has done beautiful charcuterie board work. And so when I see the artistic expression in the Enjoy magazine on page 70, you are going to see some expression from this incredible artist in herself. With herself, or all about herself, or whatever. Yeah.
I was hoping that wasn't going to be
I hope he's cleaning the windows and not loading a shotgun.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So go on about this article, please.
So the name of the business is Sweet September. So it's just perfect for the September issue.
Yeah.
The person's name that owns this business is Jamie Klein Anderson. And her stuff is amazing. It is
amazing. Huh. Well, look at even the picture of her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's
beautiful.
She's as beautiful as her art form.
Absolutely.
You know,
really.
There's something about Yeah, you know, when you think meat and cheese tray as opposed to a charcuterie, you expect more. And then with this one, my gosh.
Yeah, well, she does.
Oh, my gosh.
And hers are really, unique and different in the sense that she doesn't just do them always. It's not always laying flat, right? Like, you can see here she's got trays where they are like personal charcuterie in a cone.
Right.
Right.
Beautiful.
And then you can see the one that's next to that in that big, huge
right.
wood bowl that where there's things that are actually
complete
standing
presentation.
Up.
Lots of flowers and greenery, and it's just amazing.
They're beautiful pieces. You'd want to take a picture of that or paint
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
And she's also writing a book. So
oh, good for us. Yes. Yes. Yes, I'll buy.
Mm-hmm. A lifestyle food-based book. It'll be released next year.
How do you make a charcuterie board? You've done that, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, when we come to your place, last
Pam.
Yeah,
oh, Pam.
Last
Pam
I mean the great, but last year's Pam did what was kind of a new fad, and they would call them butter charcuteries.
Yes, butter charcuteries.
Yeah, which sounds very weird. But let me tell you what, I ate my way halfway through that entire board.
I look at how many hors d'oeuvres she brings to this,
yeah.
And then I go, okay, I'm going to cut it in half.
At the dinner.
She is a Pinterest queen and loves to get ideas. And I would say right now you could get these fabulous ideas off the Enjoy in the Enjoy magazine because what this gal has done, that is just beautiful artwork. And then when she said she loves in the story, she loves how people, when they're grazing, they talk during the grazing aspect of looking at the board, who you would eat. No.
No.
I just was immediately saying, like, we talk and we chew our cud at the same time.
Well, yeah.
While we're grazing.
You know in Costco how you graze?
Oh, yeah.
I heard this lady say to her son, you've got to stop eating from every one of these. And I didn't know them. And I walked up to her and I said, ma'am.
Why?
He's learning to be a man. Yeah. He's grazing from spot to spot. And she looks at me, grabs her kid's hand, and runs away. Okay. All right. Okay. Which other
I should say, why would you not? I mean.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing. I've just recently started tasting the samples at Costco. Before that, forever, I haven't. Mm-hmm. But then my father-in-law, who, if I go with him, he literally will eat an entire meal in Costco just from the sampling. It's funny how some people really are, but I'm enjoying it. I'm like, hey, what I've missed. This is good.
Not only that, you're trying things that you've never would, like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm going to try that lemonade. Ooh, this is pretty
and
good.
And I would say probably 50% of the time what I try, I buy.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing, too, you got to watch out because these little ladies get in there with those shopping carts and the elbows. They will take it.
Yeah.
They will push you away.
Well, you know that Trader Joe's is starting to do this occasionally. They'll have a sampling in there. And usually
I would think they would kill it if they had sampling.
Yeah, and I have bought what they have done with sampling before because they'll put together – this sauce with this cracker and
kind of in the back right
in the
corner.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'll take it off.
So what you do is when you take one of these samples, you go, and fall on the ground.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Nut allergy.
We've got 3 minutes left. So which page are we at?
Oh, are you kidding me? We only have three pages left?
No.
There's a wonderful article on Louis Miramontes, on Louis Miramontes Jr. That looks like a fantastic article. And
that Miramontes Fund is still going on. And that was what brought the Da Vinci surgical robotic system here to Reading.
We also have a great article on page 51, Mountain and Brew More. Or how do you say it? Mountain Brew and More. There we go. Sorry. Marble Ground in grounds in Fort Jones coffee shop, and baked goods and fresh honey and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm always just super impressed. I know that sounds kind of funny, but when you flip through our magazine, just all the little treasures over and over, month after month, there are just so many places. You know, and there's a lot of transition happening in the world right now as far as things closing and new things opening. We're seeing a big transition.
Yeah.
You know, like Tantardini's is just closed.
Tancredini's closed.
Yeah. He's got a whole other thing that he's going, and they've opened up several other different type of businesses.
They were on the other day, and they're getting ready to, they can't talk about it yet, but they're getting ready to launch something there.
But they're staying alive as,
Charlotte's is still down in Anderson.
Yeah.
And that's the Ben.
Oh, so nobody's, it's not open for discussion what's going to happen at Charlotte's.
I know. It's the worst kept secret.
I'm not really sure if they've they done a live,
I guess, what was it, 2 days ago it was? Was it the Shacks last day?
Yeah, the Shacks.
The Shack just shut down?
Uh-huh.
Really?
I did not know that.
Yeah. So there's things shutting down, but there's a lot of
strange
things
business
opening up.
I think it was a rough start.
You had to be a member, and then they realized, hey, that's not going to work. And if you weren't a member, it cost you $100 for food.
It was all through the COVID thing, too, that was all starting. Yeah, and so, you know, it was a double whammy.
Yeah.
So
COVID.
Yeah.
Still given. just like Vietnam, still.
Well, I've been watching the news lately, and they keep saying it's back.
Yeah.
And
it never went away.
Yeah, I know. I don't think it did either.
I think
it didn't go away.
They estimate 75% of Americans have had COVID. I would say it's probably even higher.
I think it's higher than that.
A lot of people didn't know they had it.
Oh no! I absolutely believe that.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Thank you so much. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Letting me come in unshowered and un.
Oh, you are always welcome here. We love you guys.
I did not know any difference between last time and this time.
Oh, good.